Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Once again, we have some more amazing guests in here spending some time with us doing this Black Family Conference.
Yep.
Looks like we got a couple thoroughbreds in the building, man. So can y'all brothers, introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about y'all.
Yeah, what y'all doing as students and what y'all majoring, all that. Where y'all from, all that.
Well, the school years are beyond me now. I coach basketball at Kentucky State. So
he was a student.
I'll take that, you know. But my name is Coach Karan Marks. I'm at my third year now coaching college basketball at Kentucky State. I'm from South Bend, Indiana. Okay. I'm really enjoying my time coaching at HBCU.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Congrats.
My name is Justin Edmondson. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a senior business administration major. Okay. I'm about to graduate this year.
ATL's
what
in the building.
You play?
Shooting guard.
Check ball, man. Right now, man.
Man, already. Come on.
All right, let's get into this interview.
So, Coach, you're the coach. Like I said, you look like one of the players. You look young enough to be one of the players. Mm-hmm. So, of course, K-State is a part of the community. No matter what, K-State University, we do a lot of work there. We get a lot of volunteers out of K-State. But what does community look like to you, gentlemen?
Oh, man, community kind of just looks like unity, you know? A little wordplay right there. But we really just, with our team, we want to emphasize just togetherness, guys being bought in to one common goal, and everybody just, kind of having a family vibe, And that's kind of how I feel at Kentucky State. You know, everybody on campus kind of looks like us, and so we're all just trying to achieve success and trying to, reach our goals. And everybody on campus is just so supportive. So it's just a small community. It's an HBCU. We love it. We're trying to venture out to Lexington and go to places like this to, let people know that don't know about Kentucky State that, hey, we're out there. You look like us. Come to our community. We'll be in your communities just trying to, build our people up.
Okay.
I was really just going off of what my coach said. I've been to Lex, too. They kind of show love to us, too. Coming from Frankfurt over here to Lex, it's not really too different from how the UK team gets love and all of that. So I kind of appreciate that. Over there in Frankfurt, it's like a family. That's really why I came to the school, because it kind of showed me, it's a family. Staff gonna look out for you, students looking out for you. Everybody's trying to get you to the next level. So I appreciate that, you feel me?
That's
unity.
Right. Family's important.
Yeah.
I like that, man. You from the A, you from South Bend. As a whole, in the nation, when we look at ourselves as a nation of people in this country right now, a lot of our communities, we are faced with a lot of the same adversities, right? A lot of the same mountains are in these same communities. It's just the slang's different, or, the way they talk about it is different, right? But everything, the elements are the same. You could travel around the country. So what does healing look like for our people today, to you guys? I know it's kind of heavy. But,
you said healing?
Healing, yes, sir.
I'll let you go first, Justin.
Coming from me, I'm 22. I'm still in that young era. But I just feel like it start with a good household and social media. Social media, everything nowadays. Right. It could be good, it could be bad. You feel me? There's good stuff on there, there's bad stuff on there. So it's kind of just about how you raise, what you see, where you come from. You feel me? What people you meet in, connections, all of that. I feel like all of that can start with healing. You meeting the right people, what y'all got on y'all shirt, what y'all about, you feel me? meet the right people, talk to the right people, put you on the right track.
Yeah, I agree with Justin. And I also think that, you know, healing comes from, you know, just people getting out and talking and communicating. And, you know, we all are going through something. You right. know what I mean? Everybody's going through something. So for us to have different community events where we can just, you know, be ourselves, kind of be authentic and talk about things, I think that's the biggest thing. Just being vulnerable, you know, that once you're able to, you know, accept what you've gone through and kind of talk about it with people, that's the first step with healing.
Okay.
So,
okay. That goes right into the next question. I mean, it's, I know every day you guys probably pour out, you're practicing, you're doing this, you're doing that. How do you guys take care of yourselves though? Why try to look after other people? Like, what does that self-care look like?
Man, for me personally, you know, coaching is, it can be taxing on our bodies, on our mental, emotionally. Like, I'm a young coach and I moved from my home. I didn't know anybody from South Bend. I mean, I didn't know anybody in Frankfort. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a new opportunity for me to pursue my dream. So I just had to stick to my routine, you know, and stick to what I know. I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Amen. Because He's really saved me and kind of helped me develop a routine to take care of myself. You know, not knowing people, not having a girlfriend, no wife, no dog, no family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, you have to really dig in. And I really dove into my faith as a young man. And so I'm able to, you know, have success at a young age coaching at the college ranks. And, you know, that's kind of how I'm going about it.
Amen.
Same thing. It start with your base, you know. You in a new area, new team. You're still doing something you used to doing, but in a different environment. So you got to go back to your base, how you was raised, the things your parents instilled in you, faith, have faith in God. He get you through whatever struggle you're going through. And then just push through, always try to prevail. You feel me? Always find a way. There's always a way. That's what I go by. There's always a way.
That's amazing feedback, young guy.
I love it too, man. I really appreciate y'all's time, man, coming in and just – kicking it with us, man.
Yeah.
So lastly, you consider the young leader, you know what I mean? But what advice would y'all give to some young leaders today, you know? And you probably gonna hear a lot of what he got to say already, you done heard it, but it's always new and it always, you know, kind of, you know, like, oh, I heard that before, it sound different today though. Yeah. But what advice would y'all give to young leaders? I wanna hear what you gotta say too, even though you a young man.
Whatever you feel strongly in, go for it. Like, you young, ain't nothing wrong with messing up. You're not gonna know what you want to do in life until you older than me, and I'm 22. I'm still figuring things out, you feel me? So whatever you like to do, just go forward with it 110%, just keep going. It don't matter what it is, try it out. You don't like it, try something else out. You don't like it, try something else
there
out.
You go.
It's 2025, you feel me? Anything out here. You feel me? Try something new.
Yes, sir.
That bass is showing up in you. I can hear it.
Hey, definitely. You know, we recruit them good over here, you know what I mean? But Justin said it right. I think the biggest thing for our new and younger generation is just to pursue what you really want. You know, if you really are confident in something and you have goals and aspirations and achieving something, then wholeheartedly pursue it. You know, it's not a problem to ask for help.
That's right.
You know, the biggest thing, like for me, is I had so much pride in my heart to where, like, I would never ask my dad for advice or help. You know, I just wanted to go get it on my own.
Yeah.
Like, and so many people would be like, you know, because I have my dad in my life, he's a black man, so everybody looked at me like, you know, I got handouts and things like that, you
right.
know, like, but it's not an issue to ask for help. It's not an issue to pursue what you want. And just like Justin said, it's okay if you fail. You know, it's all right to get back up and go try again.
Come on, man. You guys have been amazing today. We definitely appreciate all the gems that y'all dropped for our listeners and our viewers today.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, man, listen. Appreciate y'all, brother. Salute. And we'll see y'all soon. All right?
For sure.
Man. Peace.
God bless.
God bless.
It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect. It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect.